All right, we are gathered here for the Technical Review Committee, November 25th, 2025 at 3 p.m. Can I have a roll call, please?
Mr. Solstice?
Here.
Mr. Larracy? Mr. Mahoney? Mr. Milligan? Mr. Geiger? Mr. Creel?
Thank you. Before us is SP 2500, request for approval of a minor site plan for two warehouse and the storage buildings. The total square feet of 10,700 square feet for the property at 2724 Hibiscus Drive. City staff sent out public notice within 500 feet of the subject property with this aerial map shown on the screen. Except that one's not on. Is that one on?
Yes.
Okay. This is an image of the layout of the proposed site plan. This is a utility and drainage plan. This is an image of the landscape buffer with the corresponding landscape schedule and the facade of the warehouse building. City staff, along with third-party review, reviewed the plans against the land development code and found that has met the requirements of the land development code. Development Services is recommending approval, subject to the WIR. Matt, the WIR adjustment, the elevation. Okay. What can you elaborate on the comments then, Matt? This just came in, I guess, last night.
For the record, my name is Joe Hopkins. I'm an engineer with the Performance Group at 100 Marina Point Drive in Daytona Beach. I have the pleasure of representing the property owner who's here with me today. This is all new to me. I haven't heard any of this. We responded back to the city with a submittal, and I was under the impression that we had everything addressed. So I know you're fairly new on board and getting up to speed, but we did pay a third party engineer handsomely to review this project along the way. So I thought that their comments were addressed in the last submittal. I'm not privy to any outstanding comments at this time.
I think again, though, this is, so we had this come up on one in Florida Shores, and we had Aaron opine on this, is that in Florida Shores, due to the St. John's permit, it's only water quality across the site. For there's no water attenuation.
Well, in this case, what we did is we provided water quality treatment according with St. John's standards, which is a nutrient discharge, nitrogen and phosphorus discharge analysis that was included in the calculation. So the system does provide water quality treatment. It also provides attenuation for the mean annual 25-year and 100-year storm events. Currently, there's no stormwater management on the site at all. It's in the pre-development condition. It's a majority impervious. It's been used as a gravel parking lot in addition to the building that's present on site. So, you know, we are putting a new building on site. We are going to be paving some of the parking areas, but it's a vast improvement in terms of having a stormwater system constructed on the property that's going to provide the attenuation and water quality treatment that doesn't exist today. So, Matt, I hear your concerns about the neighborhood, and of course they're going to threaten to sue and everything else. But you know, the direction of discharge is in that direction now, which we're obligated to maintain the direction of flow in the post-development condition, which we do. So, you know, the calculations that we provided clearly indicate that we're performing correctly. The modeling is correct. It's a very simple model. This isn't complicated. So I'm kind of at a loss here to be trying to answer questions and comments I haven't seen yet.
Party review that they pay into escrow, and then the city reimburses from that escrow account based on the reviews. I'll need a motion to. All right, good afternoon. This is Ryan Solsis, Development Services Director, resuming SP 2500, minor site plan approval for a warehouse at 2724 Hibiscus Drive. Can I get a roll call, please?
Mr. Solsis?
Here.
Mr. Larcy? Mr. Mahoney? Mr. Milligan? Mr. Geiger? Mr. Creel?
Perfect.
Chris Fagers from Mead and Hunt. I'd like for the applicant to provide a pre-post volumetric analysis to demonstrate that the site is discharging less volume in the post-development than the pre-development phase.
Okay.
Myself?
Yes.
Yes. So the two comments that that Mead and Hunt, Chris, pointed to was the discrepancy between the calculations and the plans of 1/10 on the weir control structure. I believe the calculations supersede, so we will make a correction to the plan to address that comment. The request for a pre-post volume analysis, we can provide that. It'll be done. I'll send it in through Ryan's office. And we'll try to circulate that as quickly as we can. I'm pretty confident that, you know, the analysis that we're going to present is going to show a decrease in overall volume, just fundamentally because we're retaining some and limiting the discharge. So that said, I'm amenable to these conditions and would request an approval subject to. Yeah, the aerial that Ryan pulled up is probably pretty indicative of the site. It was used for a storage yard of some sort, and it's a compacted gravel, which we consider as impervious in the pre-development condition. And the discharge is clearly towards that alleyway. It's an unopened alleyway, and as you can see, it's pretty well developed at this point in time with no stormwater provisions whatsoever. Nothing.
Mr. Solsis?
Yes.
Mr. Larcy? Yes. Mr. Mahoney? Mr. Geiger? Yes. Mr. Creel? Yes.
That concludes the public hearing for SP 2500. Thank you.